This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, sports, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. How are you on this Friday?
I'm well. I'm well on this Friday, and we hope to have another. There's another big economic development announcement later today, so we can't talk about it now, but if your listeners will stay tuned to the CityWire, they'll hear about an impressive multi-million-dollar new investment in the Fort Smith region.
In radio, we call that a forward promote.
Okay. So, wow. I did something radio-ish.
You did. Let's do something else radio-ish and have a conversation, beginning
right.
with a Tyson Foods announcement that they would like to acquire Hillshire Brands for nearly $7 billion.
Yeah, that's a big bucket of change. Now, Hillshire Brands, it's a good brand. It's a good company. Jimmy Dean sausages, Ballpark Franks. You know, I think we're all familiar with Hillshire, but this is a function of just these larger food companies having a lot of cash and having the ability to finance these deals. And Pilgrim's Pride came after Pinnacle Foods, and you know, I think that got Tyson to move. And there's a big push right now among these large food processors to maintain market share, to have brands, to diversify, especially in their prepared food, their packaged goods, like, you know, the breakfast foods we get. So I think Tyson just couldn't sit by on the sidelines and let Pilgrim's Pride get back in the game and have this kind of market share. So Tyson's offering about $50 a share, which is $5 more than Pilgrim's offered, $5 a share more. And so we'll see what kind of bidding war we get into. I know the Hillshire stock closed out last night. I think it was 17-18% higher. And what that suggests is that the investment community thinks that there will be a bidding war, that Pilgrim's will come back or someone else will come back. And that $50 a share won't be the final share price. And Tyson has indicated that it's willing to go a little bit higher. I mean, is that $2, $3, another $5 a share? I don't know, but they're willing to go higher. And a part of Tyson's ability to be able to do this is, should be credited to Donnie Smith, the CEO, and the team he has in place. I know he's the kind of guy he probably won't. He'll resist taking any credit for it, but he's got that company back on its feet. They've been able to put some cash away, reduce their debt. So they're in a good position to be a capable bidder for Hillshire.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Not quite as much money, but still some change. A $40 million upgrade underway for one of the sort of manufacturing tent poles in the Fort Smith region.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way, but that's a good way to put it. You know, Georgia-Pacific was one of the first manufacturers to hit the Fort Smith area. I think industrial historians will note that, you know, after World War II, there was a lot of manufacturing moved to the south U.S. where wages were lower from the north U.S. And so Dixie was one of the first national manufacturers to come to Arkansas, and they landed in Fort Smith. That was in 1948. They've been here ever since under different brands, James River Corp, American Can. They've had different owners, but now Georgia Pacific owns them, and they're investing $40 million in essentially equipment and technology that allows them to do some of the newer plates, the consumable, the recycled plates, that type of thing. And so the good thing is, I talked to Tim Allen. He's with the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce, and he said, you know, this helps secure them here. You know,
exactly.
Georgia Pacific is a big company. They can up and move the company anytime or move that plant anytime. But when they invest $40 million, train the people here in a new product line, and it's supposed to begin production in 2015, you know, that's a good sign that shows that the company has faith in the area and the workforce, and that it helps secure that. And, you know, the Fort Smith, I don't have to tell you or your listeners, Fort Smith manufacturing sector has taken a beating in the past several years. So this is definitely the kind of news it needed.
So if Dixie has been in the Fort Smith area since just after World War II, there are some others that might put their business roots in the region in 2014, and that's what some people want for some sort of innovation hub to help grow entrepreneurship for the Arkansas River Valley.
Well, yeah, and there's been a lot of talk, and we at the CityWire we've begun to receive more and more emails and phone calls, and essentially their point is, you know, look what Central Arkansas is doing with their innovation hub, the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub, and look what Northwest Arkansas is doing with, you know, ARC Challenge, and just almost a handful, if not more than a handful, of very innovative entrepreneurship programs there. And so folks are saying, why are we not doing this? Why is this not happening in the Fort Smith region? So that was the story we addressed. And, you know, one of the interesting things is we interviewed Steve Clark, and he has business operations in Fort Smith all over, Northwest Arkansas, Fort Smith. And, you know, he essentially threw down the challenge that this needs to happen. He even made the comment, you know, this is what progressive cities do. They provide this type of climate, a type of culture in which people with new ideas can come and try to build those ideas. And, you know, his point is if the Fort Smith region wants to do more to ensure that we don't have a brain drain, that the best and brightest don't go elsewhere, then this is something the city needs to do sooner rather than later. So it's interesting to see where this discussion will go. I know the leadership will have to be in place. Steve Clark mentioned that, and I may get in trouble for this, but the Fort Smith region, unfortunately, in the past several years, has just not exhibited the type of leadership that gives me any hope that this will happen sooner rather than later.
Finally, the filing period to run for the Fort Smith Board of Directors closed yesterday, and we emerge with but one contested race.
Yeah, and that's disappointing on several levels. I think it's telling on several levels as well. You know, we've had a lot of people complain about the leadership of the board, and I've been one of them. You know, for example, we had the board is building this $12 million water park. I got nothing against water parks, but they're building a $12 million water park that was initially sold as an $8 million park. They don't have a business model for it. I mean, it's been helter-skelter. They don't know how much they're getting billed, apparently, by their legal firm that they have hired. I mean, I could just go on with the list of things that just are somewhat unsettling. And yet, you know, it's kind of the same old boards coming back to some extent. Mayor Sanders is running unopposed. Vice Mayor and City Director Kevin Settle is running unopposed. And City Director Pam Weber did not run for re-election. City Director Philip Mary's not running for re-election. But it looks like we're going to have, you know, pretty much the same old board. And, you know, we've had, and I don't understand why we're not getting more candidates for this position, for these positions. You know, we've had more than 25 years of leadership Fort Smith classes. I think we've had around 10 years of Citizens Academy classes. There should be a good pool of candidates. And I don't know, Kyle, if it's just people perceive the city government is so dysfunctional that they don't even want to mess with it, or, you know, they just don't. They're all talk and no action. I don't know, but it was very disconcerting to see only one contested election out of the four that are up.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers politics, business, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. And later today, we'll have that latest economic development announcement at the CityWire.com. Michael,
right.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone stay dry.